talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
My boy's on the right, babe. Not that
see if I can keep the voice from cracking this morning.
Back in time.
The Fan, you know the deal. I got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Rami Lavi on the other side with me. We'll be taking your calls all morning long. Coming off a interesting Monday night. One terrible game, one compelling game. And I think for both teams, us, you know, locally, the Jets and Giants, there are things to glean. And then I want to have a conversation and maybe put something to bed or finally have a talking point that you guys seem to get hung up on and you hate my take on. So we'll have a little fun before we get to what is pennant race baseball. As the Mets and Braves will open up their series, the Yankees and the Orioles, though the Orioles did nothing to make this compelling whatsoever, will start tonight. Pennant race baseball is fun, but first we start with football last night as the Buffalo Bills. Now, look, I understand how bad Jacksonville has been to start the year 0-3 and how bad Trevor Lawrence is. And we're going to get to Trevor Lawrence in a second here. But unfortunately, with the injury to Tua, this division for the New York Jets is crystallized into Bills, Jets. And it's almost unfair to put the Jets there yet. I get that, right? Jets are just getting underway in the Aaron Rodgers era. It's really been one game where he's looked himself completely. And Buffalo right now, and I don't care who their opponents have been, I understand that they don't have that go-to guy for Allen right now, but with this run game and Cook, and the way Allen is playing right now, who, for my money, I know we can have a conversation about Sam Darnold. Right, and we can have a conversation about different guys throughout the league. Josh Allen is the MVP of this NFL right now. And the Buffalo Bills, who I thought might have a step back, who are in cap hell, who defensively lost some pieces and lost Diggs, and we're going about it, this offense, who's he going to throw to? Who's he going to throw to? Everybody is the answer. And yes, over the course of a regular season, that sounds great. And when you're playing the lousy Jacksonville Jaguars, that sounds fine. You get into a big game, 3rd and 10, who you throw into? And we can still have to answer those questions for the Buffalo Bills. But right now, the Buffalo Bills are playing as crisp and good a brand of football as the NFL has through 3 weeks. And watching him perform last night, I mean, he has seemed to take it to another level. And we talked about the idea that not having a Diggs who expects the ball, not having someone and have to worry about, you know, feeding the beast, not having to worry about making sure that you get your targets to Diggs, not making sure that you have that guy and satisfy him and have the offense not run through him, but be such an integral part that you don't feel yourself as an offense without making sure he gets the ball, that it could open up Josh Allen into being even more dynamic. And we are seeing it. This was a dominant performance. Now, the Jags have been miserable. What is it, 8 consecutive losses for Trevor Lawrence? I mean, they have fallen apart since they left London last year as the 1 seed on their way to winning the easiest division in football. They have fallen on their face, and their Hall of Fame, their Super Bowl winning head coach has no answers in the postgame, talking about possibly, you know, anything's on the table. Now, they would never bench Trevor Lawrence, but he's got to be open to everything at 0-3. They're falling apart, but that doesn't change how dominant this Bills team has been. And for the New York Jets, who are going to take on the Broncos, and at the time what we felt was going to be a very easy game in Minnesota, anything but, as they are still one of the undefeated teams of this NFL, Sam Darnold in this offense, and obviously what Minnesota is doing defensively. with one of the best defensive coordinators in the sport looking to get his way back into the head coaching ranks in the NFL. These next two games leading up to that Buffalo game are going to, and this is what's fun about having Aaron Rodgers, and this is what's special about what this Jet team can be, because we haven't felt this way. I know there's been some times where the Jets have been fairly good, and last year off the game against Buffalo, and, you know, BT screaming, don't, you know, we're not dead, don't hang around like, you know, a bunch of losers. But this is legitimately right now. You are talking about, we are 2 weeks away from the first real taste of the New York Jets, Buffalo Bills battling for a division. And the Bills have two tough games coming up, which they haven't faced yet. The Ravens and Texans, both on the road, as the Jets will take on the Broncos at home and at Minnesota. And that will lead into the first pivotal game to decide whether or not, and the first real test. Now, again, Minnesota's been better. They're undefeated. Sam Darnold's been one of the talking points of the season. But after these 2 weeks, right, the easy part of the schedule we looked at with the Jets, we knew the 49ers were tough, and then we knew they had this easier part of the schedule before they hit that Buffalo game. And right now, Buffalo looks like not only the class of the division, but 3 weeks in, the class of the NFL. And they have the MVP playing quarterback. His ability to throw on the run, his athleticism, you add that with the way they're running the football right now, that is a dynamic offense, and they don't need a Malik Nabers. It'd be nice if they had one. They don't need a star wide receiver. Let's be honest, right now the Jets have one. It hasn't worked out. Defenses have tried to stop him, according to the Jets at least, and according to the quarterback, and he's been unable to get off to that dynamic start. But watching the Buffalo Bills last night, I would think a Jet fan would have to say to themselves, like, for the first time, and I know they've played well against Buffalo for the most part, and Allen has had some of his worst games against the Jets, including last year's season opener when Rodgers goes down, and it felt like, how could you not beat Zach Wilson and the Jets? He's throwing the ball away. He's still prone to mistakes. Like, he's going to have to answer some of those questions, no doubt, and this Jet defense has always played well against Josh Allen. But for the first time watching that game, you could actually sit back as a Jet fan, watch them decimate the Jacksonville Jaguars, and look at it and say, all right, this is my competition, legit. This is the team I'm going to be battling for this division. This is the team that in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, should I say, I'm going to have to play to decide who's the class of this division halfway through the season. And just the idea that, you know, we are setting up for Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers. These next 2 weeks are now have to be hyper-focused. And I'm not saying look ahead. You can't look ahead. They can't look ahead. You have to make sure you take care of business ahead of what is that Buffalo game. And that's what I was thinking watching the game. As someone who's hyped on the Jets, and I know as a Giant fan, I've just never heard someone talk about the Jets so much as a Giant fan. Like, for some reason, I have to just hang in. I talk too much Giants. I talk too much Yankees. Then how dare you talk about the Mets? How you guys can't? I can't win with you. But this Jet team going up against this Bills team in 3 weeks, watching the way they're playing, and we saw Aaron Rodgers last week, it just feels like, man, I cannot wait for this matchup, and they better not stub their toe against the Broncos. They better give themselves a good game going into Minnesota against Sam Darnold, because the Bills have the Ravens and the Texans, and if they make it through those weeks, you are talking about a juggernaut heading through the AFC East, and it's all about winning this division, getting back into the playoffs, ending this 13-year drought, and watching Josh Allen play the way he played last night. It is setting up for one hell of a ride here and one hell of an interesting division. And unfortunately, Tua and the Dolphins, with the injury of kind of now, I mean, 3 points last week, playing a quarterback who has no right to be an NFL quarterback in Skylar Thompson, they have eliminated themselves from the conversation. This is a two-team race for the AFC East. And then we get to Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders and his breakout performance, where he was just incredible in this game. Jaden Daniels, 21 of 23, 254 yards, 2 touchdown passes, multiple fourth down conversions, the unbelievable pass with you know, the defender in his face for the go route to secure the victory and put it right and drop it right in the bucket for McLaren. Like, just the way he played, one, for the New York Giant fan, it makes you feel a little bit better about how you performed defensively, right? You want to build off that. Now you look at, now suddenly the season feels a little bit different, right? You get blown out by Minnesota week one. Minnesota's one of the hottest teams in the NFL, taking care of business, easy wins against Houston last week, you know, against the 49ers the week before. Suddenly you feel better about that loss. And then you talk about the Washington loss in week two, and you say, hey, all right, maybe he wasn't ready to make that jump yet. Maybe you caught him early enough in the season before he started to feel himself. But this is a team you didn't let in the end zone, and they went up and down the field against Cincinnati. That's another element to the Jets thing, if we're talking about just the overall playoff picture, that you can practically eliminate Cincinnati. You want to make it to the playoffs for the first time in 13 years, you can possibly eliminate the Bengals for any kind of real contention here at 0-3, falling apart and defensively getting absolutely overrun by the Washington Commanders, who the Giants didn't allow a touchdown to 2 weeks ago. So, but suddenly for Giant fans, you feel a little bit better about your two losses. Your defensive performance against the Washington Commanders offense, we just saw, put up 38 points against Cincinnati, and you didn't allow a touchdown. And then you follow that up against the Browns in a suffocating, excellent defensive performance. And heading into this Thursday night game against the Cowboys that we'll talk more about in the coming days, maybe you're starting to feel a little bit better about this Giant team and even the terrible losses that were week one and week two. But I want to have a conversation about what we're all going to have a conversation about, because last night, the dichotomy of the tank, right? And we talk about this all the time, and you know I'm a proponent for it. And the idea on the front of my mind watching Jaden Daniels, because for me as a Giant fan, Jaden Daniels will always be associated with the New York Giants for two reasons. One, he plays in the NFC East, clearly they're going to play him twice. And the other is Brian Daboll's answer when asked in that Hard Knocks offseason edition, whether or not he would trade.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get up for Jaden Daniels and the immediacy of his answer, and the exuberance and the excitement in his face when he answered that question. And then I will hearken back to Tommy DeVito, and I will hearken back to victories over the Green Bay Packers, and I will hearken back to victories over the Eagles last game of the season, and I will hearken back to victories over the New England Patriots, and I will say to myself, were those wins more important in the moment? Which I would think any Giant fan listening, I'll tell you right now, they beat the New England Patriots. Tell me one play in that game. Tell me one play, one touchdown, one play, one meaningful moment, one anything of that game that means anything to you whatsoever that you didn't forget about 5 minutes after you changed the channel to watch another NFL game. And these are the kind of victories that helped cost the New York Giants the ability to get Jaden Daniels. Just that's a matter of fact, right? And as you watch him go, and as you watch him transform a organization that is now 2-1 and has instilled hope in a franchise for the first time in forever. And then you watch that first game and Trevor Lawrence and the outrageous contract he's already been given by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we talk about where the Jets were in a position to go get him instead of Zach Wilson. Both, obviously. Zach Wilson's on another level. But their victory over the Rams that ended up having them not be able to get Trevor Lawrence, and to watch Trevor Lawrence continue, and in this game in particular, you watched him in this game. I mean, we talk about regression, right? We've talked about Daniel Jones and some of his regression from the season 2 years ago, and other quarterbacks who regress, and even Young in Carolina to the point where he's benched, his regression. We've seen some of these young quarterbacks come in, force the play, and they regress. You are talking about a quarterback who last night, you could watch it as just an average layman football fan and see that his footwork was all over the place. See that even with a clean pocket, he's sailing balls well over wide receivers' heads. Like, he looked awful in this game. This is a guy who's now lost 8 consecutive football games, who didn't lose on a Saturday his entire life before heading into the NFL. This is a guy, can't miss prospect, national champion. Was the one seed halfway through the season a year ago, to the point now where they don't even know if he's going to play him. And where that franchise is right now with the contract that they gave him and how what an albatross around that organization's neck it is if he continues to play like this and can't find himself. It's like the two shining examples of why fans will tell you, look at Trevor Lawrence, I want to win because I'm a fan. And then you'll have guys like me, and they'll say, look at Jaden Daniels and tell me how much that victory against the Patriots at the end of the year meant to you. And for me, I'm still going to fight for the other one. I'm still going to fight for the tank, because I'll tell you this. Watch the Commanders. Watch the feeling around the team. Watch the post game. Watch what's going on. Watch Buffalo. You want to look at the franchises who have been helpless for years? Look at the quarterback position. We're talking about the Jets, 13 straight playoff years without 13 straight years without a playoff appearance. Right? We're talking about finally Aaron Rodgers, finally getting pumped for a Bills game. Finally, the idea they could battle for a division and be one of the best teams in the AFC, as you saw the Cincinnati Bengals struggle. You saw Kansas City not play that well against Atlanta. You saw, you know, Tua get injured in Miami, and suddenly maybe things are, you know, opening up. Even the Texans, who are the sexy pick, get absolutely drubbed by Minnesota. Like, maybe things are finally there for the Jets. And why has it been so long? Because they haven't had a quarterback since Joe Namath. Why have the Buffalo Bills all of a sudden be winning division after being a bottom seller for forever? Because they never had a quarterback. Why has Washington been the dregs of the NFC East for years? Because they've never had a quarterback. Why were the Houston Texans the worst franchise in the sport? Because their quarterback likes massages. Why do these franchises fail? Because you don't have the quarterback. And if you get the right one, it transforms your organization. And yes, if you get the wrong one, it sets you back. The problem with the Jacksonville Jaguars is they paid him before they had to and before they had an answer. Same reason I'm screaming about Daniel Jones. Not because he sucks. Not because he's the worst thing I've ever seen. Not because he can't throw a football. Not because he can't win a football game. But because he's mid with a $40 million contract. That's the problem I have with Daniel Jones. So when you watch it and you watch these organizations, and whether they're middling forever and awful, you can point to why. And when they suddenly change in an instant, like the Texans, like I would imagine the Washington Commanders, like the Buffalo Bills, it's because they made the right decision at the quarterback. And just look at the Giants. Look at other teams. The Giants, oh, you need an offensive line. They draft Andrew Thomas, one of the best left tackles in the sport. Did it help them in any sort of winning? Did it help the offensive line? You can be right on almost any other position. You can nail Sauce Gardner. You can nail Malik Nabers. You can nail Andrew Thomas. You can be dead right on Quinnen Williams. You can, you know, be right on all of those positions and still lose. If you're right on the quarterback, within 2 years, you are winning games on Monday Night Football. 3 weeks. Within 2 years, you're a Super Bowl contender. So I know everyone likes to talk about the tanking, and last night it really felt on two Monday night games going against each other where you saw, wow, look what a first-round quarterback gets me in Trevor Lawrence, and then wow, look what a first-round quarterback gets me in Jaden Daniels. And for me, watching the Giants flounder around, knowing that the last time they won a Super Bowl was led by the first overall pick in the draft, watching the Bills finally getting excited as a Jet fan, thinking about the prospect of winning a division because they have a Hall of Fame quarterback, I think, for me, I am more frustrated watching that game last night knowing that there was a possibility Jaden Daniels could have been a Giant leading this franchise going forward for the next 10 to 12 years, and instead he's in our division because everybody was all pumped up to watch Tommy DeVito beat the Green Bay Packers. And everybody was all hyped up to try and go beat Bill Belichick the last time they saw him. And everybody wanted to stick it to the Philadelphia Eagles in a meaningless game at the end of the year. So, unfortunately for the New York Giants, and we'll find out how this season goes, and I think Thursday is going to tell the tale. It might get to a point where, yet again, we are put to that question. And I think Monday night, as much as it can be argued both ways, the clear answer is, do what's best for the franchise. Get that quarterback. 888-808-1019. So that's the reaction to the football last night. We will get into the baseball because you know me, pennant race baseball is fun. I want to talk about Severino. I want to talk about Luis Severino tonight as he starts tonight's game for the Mets. And I want to talk about his previous big game performances for the New York Yankees and what we can expect and what it'll portend for things to come if he can give you a good game as opposed to what the pitching staff did last 2 years ago against the Atlanta Braves. So we get ready for a huge Met-Braves series, a relatively big Yankee-Oriole series. And, of course, we start with our football teams, Giants on Thursday, Jets and Bills 3 weeks away from what could be the most important game of the regular season. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you till 5 o'clock right here on The Fan.